very good morning to everyone. We want to welcome you to Little Swatara. Let's get a little chant going this morning. So this side, we're going to say pre, and then this side, we're going to say school. And then at the end, we're going to go, woo! Okay? On the count of three. One, two, three. Pre-school! 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 Woo! That's awesome. You guys are amazing. Welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. Burl, come on down and share with us.
Okay, on behalf of the gifts and discernments, we need a little bit of explanation about our ballots. Last week in the bulletin, you got a green ballot. If you read your bulletin today, you will notice we missed a very important office of church clerk. The reason we missed that is because we weren't aware at that moment that Denise Bone is no longer eligible because she served 6 years. That's a criteria for someone coming out of office or off of a commission. So if you already dropped the green one in, you can pick up a pink one on the table and just fill out church clerk. Now, if you haven't, you can do it either way. But if you take this one, I hate to say that it's not right yet, but I'm not going to tell you what the difference is because it will not affect the outcome. Now, I find it dangerous getting up here making the announcement because I wind up with my name on everything. I do want to tell you, I do not drive at night, so do not put me down for a commission. Now, last year I offered a challenge. I was trying to get 40 people to put their call slates on in the box. It's out there in the narthex. I challenge you, now this is, the people that can fill out these ballots are both people who are official members and people who attend on a regular basis. Now here's another wrinkle. If there's something on here that you would really, really like to do, you can put your own name down. I've done it, and guess what? Here I am. But we would like these, I think the deadline's in there, I think it's May, what is it, second Sunday in May, something like that, because we need to get these done in a timely manner to get them ready for August council meeting, because we have to collect these, count them, and then the person must consent to be on the call slate. So you're just nominating here, so whether it's a green one or a pink one or both, we'll take them. Thank you.
Other announcements this morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking good. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here. All right, let's rise. Everyone have a bulletin. If you don't have a bulletin, on the back we're going to be doing the invocation together, and then we'll begin singing Holy, 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 and then the children will come and sing their songs for us. We're so looking forward to that. So please rise if you're able, and the invocation's found on the back of your bulletin, and we'll read that aloud together with enthusiasm and excitement. Good Shepherd, when we lift our heads above the path, we, like sheep, often discover how we've wandered aimlessly amid a maze of choices. We confess that we are lost without you. Were it not for you, great seeker of our souls, patient parent to our childhood, joyful host to our homecoming, we would be lost forever. But because of what you have done and continue to do, there is room for us within your fold. Good Shepherd, as we seek you this hour, remind us that you first sought us just as we are, not as we pretend to be. You know us like no other. We are the people of your pasture. Guide and guard us through dark valleys toward green pastures, and teach us how to live along the way. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. right, I'd like to invite any other children, come join me up front.
Thanks.
It's gonna be a full house.
Oh yeah. They're still coming. Wow. Sit on your. All right. Juliana. All right, sit down. Okay. I doubt you guys know this song, but do you guys know the song Love in Any Language? No, that's way before your time, but hey, it's a song about love. Do you know how to say love in any other languages? No? Oh, you've got one. That's sign language. Do you know any other languages? No? All right, I'm gonna teach you three different languages. How about that? All right, so. Can you say with me, I'm going to say, Ik liebe dich. Can you say it?
Ik liebe dich.
That means I love you in German. Ti amo. You guys say it?
Ti amo.
That means I love you in Spanish. All right, can you guys do this? Put two fingers down and keep three fingers up. That means I love you in sign language. You guys just learned three languages. How about that? Is it easy to say I love you?
Yeah?
I doubt you guys will understand this, but older guys, how do you show I love you? Aiden, I'm looking at you. How do you show I love you? You don't know? All right. They look confused. Can you show by your actions? Yeah. Do you care for one another? Is that a way to show you love each other? So in the Bible, Jesus asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? Does anyone know that Bible story a little bit? Do you know what Peter answered back? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Jesus asked Peter again, do you love me? Do you know what he answered back? Yes, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. And then a third time, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you know what Peter said?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I love you, Lord. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Why did Jesus ask Peter three times if he loves him?
Because he does.
Because he does. Good job. I think he wanted us to understand, though, that we can't just say I love you. We got to show it by our actions. So we can't just say, I love you. We got to show them that we love each other. And we do that by showing and caring for one another. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you guys love Jesus?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah? Then feed and take care of his sheep. And you guys know how to say it in three different languages too, so you can say it to other people too now. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us show our love for you by loving and caring for one another. Amen. All right, kids that are not preschool, you can go back to your seats. Other guys, stay there.
On the screen.
One of the greatest opportunities we have as followers and believers in Jesus Christ is coming before Him in prayer. And there'll be a microphone coming around. Just simply slip your hand in the air if you have a prayer request this morning, and we'll make sure you get the microphone to you. But as Church of the Brethren, we've been praying for different congregations, and this week we're praying for Anvil congregation. So remember the Anvil congregation, their pastor and their leadership as you enter into prayer. Any joys or concerns anyone would like to share with us? The preschool did an amazing job, amen. Wasn't that incredible? Thank you, Lord, for the preschool and the way that they are able to just bring a joyful sound to us this morning.
I want to thank you for the prayers for Rebecca. She had her gallbladder and her appendix out the other week, and she is a lot more pain-free, so we're hoping it continues that way. Thank you so much for your prayers.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
I'd just like to say thank you for your prayers, cards, and concerns about me. I'm hoping to get back to work full-time within a couple of weeks. I can't sit at home.
Amen. Tony is a man on the move. Bless you, Tony. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and we thank you for this opportunity to gather here as believers, as friends here at Little Swatara. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the preschool before us, and just thank you for the teachers and assistant teachers, and just bless them greatly today, Lord, and every day. And we just thank you for the joyful noise they brought to us. We thank you for the joy that you bring to our lives. But Father, we know there are times we go through life and we face difficulties, we face challenges. And Father, you know each one of us. You know what we're going through, even in this very moment. And we're just lifting those prayer concerns to you, knowing that you are an active God, that you are a God that goes ahead of us, goes behind us, goes beside us, and takes care of us along the way. And we just praise you, Jesus, for the opportunity to know you personally. And we just thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus, and the sins that you atoned for through your death. And we thank you for 3 days later, that tomb was empty, and that we believe, we trust, and we know you personally, and just have that relationship with you, living for you. We can be guaranteed of our salvation. So, Father, we just pray that we would just continue to seek you. We know that you want to be found. So thank you, Father, for being a God that is knowable, a God that is personal, a God that is loving and forgiving and brings us joy in our lives. But we do pray, Father, for those situations where a healing touch is needed. We thank you for the way that you've brought many through recoveries and are giving them strength. And we pray even now, if anyone's going through a difficult time, that you would just be by their side in that time and just allow your love to permeate their very souls. And we just thank you, Lord, for that love, that unconditional love that you provide for us. So we just turn to you this morning. We know, Father, there's sin in our lives, and we repent and we confess of that and take a pause for just a brief moment to just lift up those sins to you and receive your forgiveness, and also to lift up those prayers upon our hearts. Father, we thank you so much for your forgiveness. Father, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies that are new each day. And we know, Father, this life can be a challenge. But Father, we know with you that you allow this life to be enjoyable, to be full of peace, and to allow happiness to go forth from our lips and from our actions. And we know, Father, that we can say, I love you, but it's not until we show it by what we do that love bursts forth. So we pray indeed we would take care of the flock, we would look after one another, we would encourage, we would edify, we would uplift. But in those times where we struggle, where we wonder where you are, where we question why, we just turn to you, God. For we know that you are an unchanging God. We know that you are a God that is the only stability we truly have in our lives. So thank you, God, for always being the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we just come before you this morning thanking you and praising you for all that you're doing and are going to do in our lives. Bless these people greatly and allow your presence to be known in a powerful way. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Would you be willing to just say something with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. Would you say that with me this morning? Thank you, Lord. And there's so much this morning to be thankful for. We're thankful for one another, the opportunity to gather here freely. We know across the globe many Christians are being persecuted, and we can gather here in the safety of this place and know that God is here with us. So we thank Him this morning for His abundant provisions, for His way that He continually meets our needs. And we just turn to Him now in this time of offertory and just return back a portion of what He's blessed us with. Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you for meeting our every need. Thank you, even when we're concerned our needs won't be met, that you always show up at just precisely the right time. So we pray even now, Lord, as we cheerfully give this morning, that we would be reminded that all we have belongs to you, and we are so thankful for what you give us, the blessings that are abounding. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
morning.
Good morning. I'm going to read to you today from John chapter 21, verses 15 to 25. You can feel free to follow along, and your Bibles are up on the screen. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written.
Amen. I'm going to say God is good. You say all the time, and then I'll say all the time God is good. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Anyone like breakfast? Anyone love breakfast? When you miss breakfast, do you feel like something's missing out of your day? Well, I'm one of those ones. I'm always rushed in the morning, so I don't always get the opportunity to eat breakfast. But I have this little 9-year-old boy. His name's LaShane. We call him LJ. And he loves Dippy eggs for breakfast. Anyone a fan of Dippy eggs? Well, when he eats his Dippy eggs, he always has 4 pieces of toast to go with his Dippy eggs. But do you think he finishes the whites of the eggs? He never does. So the whites of the eggs, my darling little boy, brings back to me so I can have breakfast every morning with 1/2 of a piece of toast to boot. How cool is that? So that's where we find ourselves in the scripture this morning. Remember the boys, the disciples, Peter decides he's going to go out fishing. And on the shore, they hear this voice. It's a familiar voice. It actually turns out to be the voice of Jesus. And they come to the shore, and there's already coals on the shore, and there's already fish over the coals, and there's bread. And he tells them, "Go ahead and add some of your fish to the coals." Now, how many of you have ever had fish for breakfast? We have a few hands. Fish and eggs, someone told me first service, goes really well together. I'm not sure I'm going to try it, but nonetheless, breakfast is an essential part of our meal and energy to get the day going. So that's where we are. They just finished dining. They just finished eating, and Jesus somewhat calls Peter aside. He realizes that Peter has denied him 3 times. Do you remember what happened before the 3rd time Peter denied Jesus? Do you remember that sound you heard? Did it go something like this? And do you remember Peter? And he remembered Jesus' words that you would deny me 3 times before the rooster crows. And so there is Peter with Jesus in this very intimate moment. And Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" Now we need to turn that to ourselves this morning and ask ourselves the question, do we love Jesus more than, and insert the question mark. Bud, do you love Jesus more than studying the Old Testament? John Wise, do you love Jesus more than your wife, Jamie? Preschool families and relatives, do you love Jesus more than you love your own family? That's the question we ask ourselves this morning is, do you love Jesus more than anything else in the world? If you knew me, you would know I love Mustangs. You would know I love Harley Davidsons. You would know I love campfires. And on those campfires, I love these things called mountain pies. And on that fire, I love this thing called a s'more. When God gave someone wisdom to put marshmallow graham crackers and chocolate together, bada bing, that's a beautiful thing. I love the outdoors. I love when the sun shines. I love my family. I love my wife. I love pastoring here at Little Swatara. I love when the pews are full. Please come back. But do I love any of those things more than I love Jesus? And that's the question that needs to be going through each of our minds right now. We all have passions. Maybe you love the fish. Maybe you love the hunt. Maybe you love to go for bike rides. Maybe you love to go for hikes. Maybe you love to blow bubbles, to use sidewalk chalk. If you love those things more than you love Jesus, you have to ask yourself a question. Is that the priority Jesus would want me to have? Remember, before Jesus told us that we must be willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross and do what? Follow him. It's important for us to recognize that following him requires sacrifice. Sacrifice in our lives isn't something that we're really adept to. For me to be willing to say, you know what, I'll sacrifice my Harley Davidson if that means being able to provide funds for missions. I'll sacrifice my Mustang if that means being able to put food on the table of a community member. I'll sacrifice this, I'll sacrifice that. But in our minds, we're kind of inward focused, aren't we? Maybe we'll use the word selfish because life often becomes about me. But Jesus in our passage this morning is saying, no, especially to Peter, follow me. And so Jesus is saying to us this morning, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's trying to keep your focus off of me, reprioritize and focus your attention back on me. And so here we are in our scripture. Peter obviously loved fishing because he was supposed to wait. Remember, Jesus said, go back and wait for me. And he must have twiddled his thumb. They must have talked about too many stories for too long. And Peter decides to go back to his old way of life. We have a tendency to do that in our own lives. We go back to our old way of life. And so for Peter, that was going back to fishing. There's evidence of this because Jesus says to Peter, Simon, son of John. Now, why is that important to us this morning? Simon, son of John, was the name Peter had before he became a follower or a disciple of Christ. So right away, Peter recognizes Jesus is calling me by my name from my former way of living. And so for Peter, that should be already a red flag going up in his mind. But it goes further. When Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? He's using the Greek term agapeo. And that's a sacrificial type of love. And for the first two times, Jesus asks that question in agapeo love, in a sacrificial kind of way. But Peter answers in what's called phileo love. And that love is basically, I have a strong affection towards you. It's kind of like that strong affection we have towards our wives, our husbands, our children, our possessions. But what Jesus was looking for from Simon Peter, son of Jonah, was agapeo love. But what Peter does that third time, Peter is sad And in the original language, we recognize why. Because Peter is asked by Jesus the third time, do you love me? In the same type of love, that phileo love, that strong affection kind of love that he replied to the first two times. So for Peter in that moment, he's not grieving. He's just sad because he realizes up until this point, I have not sacrificially loved Jesus. He proved that by denying him, right? So it's no accident that Jesus reinstates Peter. He repurposes Peter by giving him three questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And in those three questions, Peter is kind of reignited and given his passion back for reaching people. So much so, the scripture goes on to say that your arms will be outstretched. That's the way you're going to die. And what that means when it says his arms are outstretched, that means he's going to die by crucifixion. And so Peter hears these words and he recognizes someone kind of following up behind him. The one who asked that question, is it he who's going to betray you? And it was John. It was the beloved, right? And so Peter, in his selfishness, says, well, what about him? What about John? How's he going to die? And it's interesting to note the way that Jesus replies to Peter is, it's almost like saying, what's that to you? Or is that any of your business? Like, that's not anything you need to be concerned about. You concern yourself with following me. And so the confusion begins and they start to wonder, is he saying that John's going to live until he comes back a second time? And so Jesus has to straighten these people out to let them know, John will live until I say it's time for him to die. And that's the same for each of us. God decides when it's our time. But he goes on. And he says, so Peter, if you're going to follow me, you have to be willing to sacrificially love me. You have to be willing to pay the ultimate price for following me, and you're going to be arrested and you're going to die by crucifixion. And so it goes back to that original question. Friends, do you love Jesus more than, and you insert all those things that you love? And Jesus isn't telling us we can no longer love those things. That's not what Jesus is telling us. Jesus is simply saying, prioritize. Put me first. Allow me to be the head of all that you do. Let me direct you. Let me guide you. Follow me first. And then your love for your wife, for your husband, for your family, your love for everything else is going to be unsurpassing. And so that's the question that remains for each of us this morning. Do you love Jesus more than you love any of the other things in this world? And that includes your very life. There may come a day while we're still here on this earth where someone may come up to us and ask, do you believe in Jesus? And our answer to that question may very well mean our own life. But do we love Jesus that much that we're willing to sacrifice our lives for him? It goes on and it said that there are so many more things that could have been written down that it would take a long time to fill up so many books. And it's the same with each of us. John MacArthur, in one of his commentaries, said, we would fill up 320 libraries of all the things that we've gone through in our lives by the end. So make things count. Make things purposeful. Make Jesus what matters most to you. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for loving us. We know that your love for us is unconditional because you demonstrated it. You put it into action on that cross. And we thank you, Father, for that death, for we know that that death means that our sins are covered. Your blood has cleansed us. But Lord, we know this life before us. We know what we enjoy. We know what we love. But Father, none of those things can be more important than you. So I'm praying for everyone gathered here this morning that if there are things in their lives they love more than you, that they would have a heart-to-heart with you and they would ask for your guidance, ask for your help, to be able to put you first. And we know, Lord, as you're first, all other things just go in order. So thank you, Father, for allowing us the opportunity to love you and to be loved by you. And we pray your blessings upon each and every one. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray God's love, God's peace, God's joy over each and every single one of you. May you know Him personally. May you recognize how much He longs for you to live for Him. May it be so in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen. Go out in peace.